And right now we're going to the phones, where we are joined by Greg Steyer. He is the founder of Dare to Share and here to talk about their National Senior Send-Off live stream coming up. Greg, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Yeah, glad to be a part of it.
Well, first of all, tell our folks who may not be familiar about Dare to Share and what your ministry is.
Yeah, so we're a ministry who've been around for 29 years. We've trained over a million teenagers how to share the gospel. We, you know, do a live simulcast every October called Dare to Share Live. Last year, we were in 125 cities. We're able to train thousands and thousands of teens, mobilize them all for the gospel. We do a summer event called Lead the Cause. This time, it's Lead the Cause virtual. So we'll be training kids for a week all across the country. And we developed a Life in 6 Words app. It's a faith-sharing tool. 25,000 have downloaded it since October and are actively sharing their faith now all over the globe. So we're just providing tools like Life in 6 Words, resources, curriculum, and training events to mobilize a generation to share the good news of Christ.
Yeah, we're excited to have a number of local churches in our area take part in the October program that you guys had. That was exciting.
Yeah, we're doing it again in October. It's really cool to see teenagers simultaneously trained. I mean, Anchorage to Puerto Rico, and then all mobile. They all send in their responses, so you can see a social media thing light up. So it's on daretosharelive.org, and it's a number 2 sharelive.org if people want more information. But yeah, really, really fun. I love mobilizing teenagers for the gospel, and you know, we've been doing it a long time. I started full-time after the Columbine High School shooting here in Denver. I was a pastor and kind of doing Dare to Share on the side. And after that massacre, I was like, we need to reach this next generation. And I knew a lot of the kids at that school. And my wife has been a public school teacher for 26 years at the same school here in the same county as Columbine. And, you know, just been mobilizing teens full time ever since.
And obviously this year is a remarkable year in many ways, and certainly for our seniors graduating, not getting the kind of graduation they anticipated. I know even my own son, he's in eighth grade, but his school only goes up to eighth grade, so they always have a big eighth grade graduation, and missing out on that, missing out on the last few months of school with his friends, not being able to be with them, not being able to, you know, they were able to have a small graduation ceremony, but, you know, not being able to celebrate with your friends like you would like to. It's obviously a challenge for our youth today and for seniors today, but you guys are doing something special to help them out. The National Senior Send-Off. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so about, you know, 5 or 6 weeks ago, I started praying, Lord, what can I do? Because I'm a dad of a senior in high school.
Yeah.
So my son Jeremy, you know, is graduating, and I just felt terrible for him and for, you know, high school seniors across the nation. And so we came up with this concept of National Senior Send-Off, went to the superintendent at the Christian school my son goes, Faith Christian Academy, and Mr. Hawes, as I call him. He's like, let's do it. And so I talked to Alan Weed, who runs a music ministry called Interlink and provides tools for high school graduates, music and media. He got all the artists in. You know, we got David Crowder, Toby Mac. We got Peabod. We got Michael Tate speaking words of encouragement. My buddy Steve Stenstrom, who runs Pro Athletes Outreach, got a ton of sports people from Matt Forte, Prince of Macamora. We got 3 members of the, you know, women's Olympic softball team. We got tons of just artists and athletes speaking words of life. Matt Hasselbeck and Austin Carr. We got tons of these 1 minute just speak life into these high school seniors, directly to those high school seniors. We got a girl named Gabrielle Odom, who's a senior in high school, is a phenomenal communicator. She's going to do the senior address. I'll give kind of the speech. And I'll be given the gospel, given an invitation, also given a challenge for everyone to download the Life in 6 Words app and share Christ. And we're calling it National Senior Send-Off because we want to send them off with a mission. And the design is you gather together as a family in your living room, you watch this with your senior, and it ends with a time of prayer where the family gathers around their senior and lays hands on them and sends them off, commissions them, prays for them. And so we're praying that this is a marker moment for high school seniors, and that lots of tears are shed, and it's a powerful night. So you can just watch it on nationalseniorsendoff.com. Also, CBN is going to be streaming it on their news channel, which is awesome.
So a couple ways to get that, CBN and the nationalseniorsendoff.com.
Yeah, nationalseniorsendoff.com. And if you just go there, you can just watch the live stream. Dare to Share is running it on our Facebook page from there. There's a YouTube connection, or you can watch it through Vimeo. So you have 3 different options once you get there.
Excellent, excellent. And so you're all these people are giving these kind of little one-minute things. Are any of the artists doing any performances? Will there be any music, or is it all just going to be the little one-minute testimonies?
You know, the only performances we have is from Faith Christian Academy Ensemble, who sings, who leads families in a song of Amazing Grace.
Oh,
and
wow.
So I actually think it's way more, I mean, these artists are phenomenal. Quite honestly, I think seeing a small group of high school seniors lead their fellow seniors and their families in a song of Amazing Grace is more powerful than the most spectacular concert you could ever stream.
Absolutely.
So I think that's going to be powerful.
That's very cool. Yeah, that is very cool. So and it's cool that so many people wanted to be a part of this and share that word of encouragement and that word of hope for these kids.
Yeah, and you know, what's cool about it is, you know, it is a send-off, nationalseniorsendoff.com. So we're sending them off with, you know, the message of Christ and the mission of Christ. And again, I'm challenging everybody to download, moms and dads and seniors and siblings, download the Life in Six Words app, which is free on the App Store. So we're just praying to, as a marker moment that they look back. Yeah, they didn't have their typical high school graduation, but guess what? They were, you know, the one generation to be able to really go through National Senior Send-Off. So we want to give them something to talk about.
Well, and I think this could be, you know, an incredibly powerful memory. I mean, just the fact that, you know, you're getting the families together to pray over them and commission them and lay hands on them. I mean, even just that is an incredibly powerful thing. And when you think about it, I mean, the gospel is a story of overcoming, right? I mean, Jesus overcoming sin and death. I mean, facing it and overcoming. So
that's exactly right. And resurrection, you know, is the ultimate overcoming.
Yeah.
And, you know, he sets the pace for all of us. And it's like I tell my kids, you know, all right, you're living out history because in 20 years from now, 40 years from now, when you have, you know, grandkids, you're going to be able to tell them you survived the pandemic of 2020. You missed your graduation, and you're going to have stories that your parents and grandparents and great-grandparents don't have. This did not happen in the United States until 1918. So
yeah,
it's we're living at a very unique time. And on the other side of it, let me just tell you, people are more open to the gospel than ever before. I woke up one day, looked out my window, and realized, hey, we're living in the 1950s. Families are out walking, riding their bikes. What happened? All of a sudden, people are everywhere in the neighborhood. And as I encourage teenagers and adults, you can share Christ from 6 feet away with a mask on, right?
Yep.
I've talked to people just about every day in May, and everybody is open to talk. I just ask two questions. How are you holding up during the pandemic? And is there any way I can pray for you? And all of a sudden, we're in a spiritual conversation. And I use the Life in Six Words app oftentimes to walk them through the gospel. And so if people don't know how to share Christ, I just encourage you, go to App Store, go to Google Play, download Life in Six Words. It's free. And start sharing Christ. And again, just be praying for your send-off that God does some amazing things.
Hey, Greg, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate your time.
You bet. Thanks so much.